Country Bob FM. Time for today's Almanac. There's some Mel Tillis for you in honor of having Pam Tillis on.
That's awesome.
And of course, we lost Mel in, was it November? Of last year, just a few months ago. Just a few months ago. We're getting into the Almanac right now. The kazoo is out. I know you're always excited about that.
Well, excited is one word.
And nervous and anxious because, you know, putting you on the spot.
It does.
You should get your own kazoo. Are you good enough to be able to play songs that I'd be able to guess?
I don't know. It would probably take months of rehearsing.
Okay, now. Today's category is songs with great saxophone solos. Songs with great saxophone solos. Okay. So here we go. Think of Sherlock Holmes. It opens with a saxophone. It's non-country. It's a street.
It's a street.
Winding my way down Baker Street.
You know that song, don't you? Sure. Jerry Rafferty. Jerry Rafferty. Yes. Gosh, that one got me.
That got you?
Yeah, I was looking for Turn the Page, talking about great saxophone solos.
That is a good one.
I was hoping you were going
that
there.
That one might be a little too slow, to be able to pull that off with the kazoo.
But that was, I failed miserably there. If anybody else got that, if anybody else knew that was Baker Street, I salute you.
Well, I'm sure they know. That was perfect. I'll listen back to that. And my wife gets them all. My wife doesn't know as much music as you, but she gets them all.
I'd like to see if she got that one.
I go, do you get that? And she goes, yeah, I got it. What's Neil thinking?
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear if she got that one.
Right. You got to check the wax in your ears, I think, is what we need to do.
Believe me, they're bleeding right now.
Let's get into the Almanac today, Wednesday, February 28th, the 59th day of the year, 306 days left to go. 1827, and the reason that I said Sherlock Holmes is because that was the street he lived on.
Oh, sure.
Sherlock Holmes lived on Baker Street.
Yep.
1827, the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad became the first. Do you want the answers before?
That would be helpful.
On Jeopardy?
That would be helpful.
I'll give you like five songs. And then they can possibly, you'll be able to get it then.
I have gotten a few of them of recent, that one stumped me.
I thought that one's going to be easy for you, because it's one of the best saxophone solos.
And it's in my era. I mean, that's great 70s, tune.
The Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, the B&O.
The B&O.
The first railroad incorporated for the commercial transportation of people. So they had people on a train for the first time. I wonder if they were a little nervous. Being the first people on a train.
I could see where there was a little anxiousness.
We're going to stay with the transportation theme this morning. Regular steamboat service to California from New York started on this date via Cape Horn. They arrived in San Francisco. The SS California had left New York Harbor October 6th, 1848, and arrived February 28th, 1849.
Wow.
4 months, 21 days. That's a long trip. And, of course, there was no Panama Canal at that time, so they had to go around Cape Horn. Cape Horn is down by Chile.
Jeez.
A lot of those people on that boat were gold rush prospectors heading to California.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
That's a long ride.
AT&T, you may know them as American Telephone and Telegraph.
Yes.
Was incorporated this date, 1885. Company was capitalized on only $100,000. It's worth a little more than that now.
Yep.
Good old AT&T. 1925, here was your number one song in 1925.
It shall be upon your knee, just me for you, and you for me, just me for you.
It's got a good rhythm, you can sing to it, and you can dance to it. I give it an 8. Tea for Two by Marion Harris. Big number one hit this date, 1925.
Music has changed 19, just a little bit.
Yeah, the sound quality.
Yeah, that too.
Not a whole lot of hydrophonics there.
I don't know if T for two would do as well in this day and age.
No, I don't. I think it would have an issue. Yeah. I don't know. There's some people that would like it.
Yeah.
1967, Wilt Chamberlain, pretty good basketball player.
Yeah.
Now, think about this. He made his 35th consecutive field goal on this date. That was an NBA record.
Whoa.
He went 35 shots. Now, granted, a lot of his are right around the basket. Many of them were dunks.
Right.
Right, because he was just so dominant at 7'2". 1967,
That's
Wilt Chamberlain.
Though.
1972.
The primary goal of this trip was to reestablish communication with the People's Republic of China after a generation of hostility.
Only Nixon could go to China, and only Nixon could come back from China, too. He returned from his historic week-long visit. It was the week that changed the world, Neil.
It was.
1972.
Hello. I'm Mr. Ed.
We said goodbye to Mr. Ed on this date. The horse. The horse.
Oh.
He's a horse, of course.
Well, sure,
but, of course, even a horse has to die, of course.
Well, he was talking.
And he died. Yeah. 1979, Mr. Ed, dead. 1983.
Well, boys, it would be hard to call what we've been through fun, but I'm sure glad we went through it together. You boys always managed to give me a good laugh right when I needed it most. Never forget the time you dropped Winchester's drawers in the OR. Of course, I had to pretend I was mad at you, but inside, I was laughing to beat all hell.
Yeah, I'm laughing just thinking about it. I love a good laugh like this.
It was a tough goodbye this day.
Boy,
the 4077.
Wow.
Goodbye, farewell, and amen. The
gives
name
me
of
goosebumps.
The name of the episode. An estimated 125 million people tuned in to the show, becoming the most watched program in TV history at the time.
Harry Morgan was such a Sherm Potter. Well, he was good.
He was good. That was 1983. 1993 this day, 10 years later.
By late afternoon, law enforcement officials were bringing in reinforcements from the military and from area police department SWAT units. More than 100
this
officers...
This was the date of the raid on the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas. The ATF planned to arrest the leader of the Branch Davidians, David Koresh, but of course they basically put themselves in harm's way. They they barricaded themselves in their compound. And a 51-day standoff followed, and of course that standoff did not end well.
It did not.
Did not end well.
That was not the last of the people to be killed in that skirmish.
Yeah, 1993. In 96, Prince Charles, Princess Diana said, yeah, we're going to get a divorce.
That's it.
They had been together for 15. The last several years were not very good for a prince and princess. 2000. Speaking of breakups, Kathy Lee Gifford said that she was going to leave Regis.
Oh.
She dropped just a huge bombshell that she would be leaving the Live with Regis and Kathy Lee show, syndicated morning show. Just, I don't know.
I don't know either. What was the problem there?
I don't know. Her contract was expiring. She wanted to do new things.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She wanted to do new things. What do you think of her and Hoda on the Today Show when they do their little thing later in the morning?
Yeah. You know, doesn't really do much for me. I'm sure they're both skilled and talented and entertaining, but not my jam. And I'm working.
And they drink a lot of wine.
Yeah.
I think that it seems like they got a lot of wine going on. It's a little early in the morning.
And now,
hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
I like him.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Remembering Paul Harvey. 2009, he passed away on the state.
Did you ever work at a Paul Harvey affiliate?
Yeah, for 9 years.
Yeah.
I knew everything about Paul Harvey. I listened to him for 9 years. He had his morning news and comment at 7:30. Then he had his 12:30, 15-minute news and comment. Then, of course, later in the day, he would have the rest of the story.
Yeah.
We did them all, too. Those were great stories.
Yeah, they were
great. You didn't know who it was about, and he waited until the very end to tell you who he was or what he was talking about.
It was so good.
It was good, and it was well-written. And we're also remembering Jane Russell.
That's Jane Russell, starlet. Full figured then and full figured now.
Ooh.
And today we gals know how to keep our full figures looking pretty. Under the smoothest fashions, try the Playtex 18-hour seamless bra.
All right, I'll take your suggestion. I will try. I will try the Playtex seamless bra.
Right,
cross your heart.
Well,
I mean,
it is.
It's a good brand made out of high-quality materials.
I understand it's very comfortable.
Is it Velcro or hooks?
Well, I
or
I
buttons.
Don't know.
We'll ask Potsy. Potsy knows.
Yeah, he knows that.
2011, stuff. Jane Russell died at the age of 89. In 2013, this date, the brains of two rats were successfully connected so they could share information.
What?
Revolutionary. I don't know what information two rats would join. You know about what garbage they're going to dig in, or you know what kind of cheese they like. But
wow,
you know what kind of do you mind being called vermin? What kind of plague they?
Yeah,
gonna,
I don't know.
What kind of plague they're going to start and spread next? Is that what the information two rats would share?
You know, had our two brains been attached, I would have known that Jerry Rafferty song.
Good point.
On behalf of all of us chopped liver, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Captain Steubing.
I'm just leaving.
Nice to meet you. My offer still holds.
Okay.
Gavin McLeod there with his crew of the Love Boat.
One of the greats.
The SS Princess or whatever the heck it was called.
Yeah.
Pacific Princess. Gavin McLeod, 87. He was Murray on Mary Tyler Moore's show. He
so
was good,
good
on that as well.
Yeah. Very
I think he was bald from the very beginning.
Yeah.
I think he came out of the womb without hair, and he never did grow any hair in that patch.
No.
He was always bald.
He was always there.
Gavin McLeod, Captain Steubing, is 87 today. Mario Andretti.
Pretty good racer.
78. Indy 500 Hall of Famer is 78. Every radio station needs a few of these guys.
Andy, what about my client list? I mean, do you think Shady Hills Rest Home, our oldest and dearest client, is going to advertise on a rock and roll station?
Well, for every one client we lose, we gain three more and double your commissions.
I don't actually know anyone down there.
That's a
it
typical
was quick
sales
to jump
guy.
Ship.
Yeah,
that's right.
Typical to, you know, whatever is more convenient for him, whatever works. It's my commission's going up. Well, then so much for them.
What a great great TV character.
Frank
right there.
Bonner, who played Herb Tarlick, the great salesman. Some great sports coats, too.
Yes.
He's very fashionable.
Uh-huh.
He's 76.
Me here at last on the ground. You in midair, sending the clowns.
Isn't that what Brad says when they have a sales meeting here at
right.
Bob? Send in the clowns.
Yeah.
Bernadette Peters. I think she's somebody you can characterize as a triple threat.
Yes.
Sing, dance, act. Bernadette Peters, happy birthday.
I always get her confused with the gal who played Miss Tessbacher. In the Superman, was that Valerie Perrine?
Yes,
I think,
that's who it is.
Yeah.
You're right.
They kind of, I don't know why, but.
You got that, but not Baker Street.
No,
Bernadette Peters is 70 today. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Really?
Wrestler, long-time intercontinental.
Sure.
Wrestling champion for the WWF. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat is 65. You remember Brian Billick?
Oh, yeah.
Vikings offensive coordinator.
Yep.
He went from being like athletic director or something and right to being an offensive coordinator for the Vikings. It was quite the jump. Then, of course, he was the head coach of the Ravens and won a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl,
For Brian Billick, he oversaw that offense in 98. It was that offense that got him that head coaching job.
For sure.
Of course, he can thank Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Brian Billick is 64 today. This guy here, Gilbert Gottfried.
Cuff me! Mr. There are people out there with chainsaws! You're cuffing me!
Well, sir, you have 25 unpaid parking tickets, and it's your car, so we have to take you in.
Wait a second, I've got an idea. Is there something that I have in this office that I could hand to you, and that would make you kind
We're
of
not sure if he does. He might have something. That might be a bribe, but he's not above that.
No.
Sidney Bernstein is the name of the character from Beverly Hills Cop. Gilbert Gottfried, you know, he was the voice of the Aflac Duck at one point in time.
Oh,
and,
sure. That's right.
He made some kind of negative comments about something.
Right.
And they showed him the door, but Gilbert Gottfried, 63.
How to do, ladies? Name of Pete.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
This is one of my favorite scenes from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah.
With the three sirens.
Oh, yeah.
And that was Pete, played by John Turturro, who is both an Emmy Award-winning actor and director, and he's been in movies. He is 61 today, also 61. One of the gals from the B-52s. She's the one with the blonde hair, Cindy Wilson, 61 today. Mark Pavlich, former hockey player, former UMD Bulldog. He was from Eveleth, and he was a member of the 1980 Olympic gold medal winning team.
Yep, good player.
He's a Minnesotan. Mark Pavlich is 60 today.
But tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the
I hope he'd be a good player who's on the 80 Olympic team.
Yeah, yep.
Lead singer for the group Train. Saw them at the state fair a few years ago.
Yeah.
Have you heard this song before?
Yes, I have.
Pat Monahan is 49.
I kind of like Train.
And a country artist by the name of Jason Aldean.
Oh, yeah.
He's 41. We'll play an Aldean song in its entirety coming up here shortly. But his birthday today, it's number 41 for him.
All right. You and I didn't preview this, but... noted gangster Bugsy Siegel.
Bugsy Siegel.
Siegel, yeah, he was probably gunned down at some point. He was born in the state 1906. Tony Award-winning actor Zero Mostel. I remember him from A Fiddler on the Roof, most prominently, yeah. But he was in some other things.
What about Billy Bird?
What about Billy
My
Bird?
My husband used to dress like a gladiator and make me pull his chariot.
There she is from the show Dear John.
Oh, yeah. I remember her.
The Judd Hirsch
show. Yes. Billy Bird. She was born in the state in 1908. Zero Mostel was 1915. Actor Charles Durning was born in the state in 1923. He was an old brother, where art thou?
He was, and he was in The Muppet Show. He was the one trying to eat Kermit's legs.
Yes.
I'm Doc Hopper, inviting you to hop on down and get some Hopper's French fried frog legs. Right here. At the sign of the bright green legs.
Oh, good boy. Grief.
Good grief is right, Kermit. Yeah, no doubt. Out.
Did he play Burt Reynolds' dad in Evening Shade or something, I think?
Yes.
I think he did as well. 1923 for Charles Durning. One of the greatest, you know, you got your John Woodens, but right behind him would be Dean Smith, longtime North Carolina coach, born on this day, 1931. He was the original member of the Rolling Stones Hall of Famer Brian Jones, born on this day in 1942. He was a Pro Football Hall of Famer. I remember him with the Colts.
Yeah, don't you remember him also on Police Academy?
Oh, for sure.
Now, Matt.
Now he's mad. He was a big, strong guy. He was Hightower.
Yeah.
He was tipping cars and knocking over walls and doing all kinds of stuff.
And he was in the Miller Lite commercials there for a while.
Who wasn't?
Yeah. Bubba Smith was great. Born on this day, 1945, and the lovely former Playboy playmate Dorothy Stratton, she was murdered at the hands of her boyfriend, and that led to a movie called Star 80 that
you
may remember.
I've seen that movie, yes.
Dorothy Stratton was born on this day, 1960, and they are all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, let's do Almanac Trivia today for a pair, actually two pairs. We're going to get two winners, so two people that know the answer to this question. We'll be getting a pair of tickets to see Colin Ray at 1:30 tomorrow. What was the name of the kazoo song that Neil failed to identify here this morning? That's I nailed it. I mean, anybody would have gotten that.
Right.
Like I said, we need to check your hearing.
Yep.
You might have selective hearing, or there are certain frequencies that you're not. Years and years of headphone use.
Right. It's ruined me.
Yeah. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Do you want to go see Colin Ray tomorrow in St. Cloud? Give us a call.
Quit my job, flipped off the boss, took my name off.